The magnificence of the Ambersons began in 1873. Their splendor lasted throughout all the years that saw their Midland town spread and darken into a city.
The 1942 film The Magnificent Ambersons, directed by Orson Welles, is set in the early 20th century when the new horseless carriage was about to replace the horse as a mode of transit.
The only public conveyance was the streetcar. A lady could whistle to it from an upstairs window, and the car would halt at once and wait for her.
The transition to a faster mode of transportation is a metaphor for the conflict between valuing the past and embracing the future. A similar conflict is just down the road for so-called driverless cars.
There's even a huge debate about the name itself. Should it be driverless? Should it be autonomous? Should it be self-driving?
Miloš Mladenovic just got his PhD in civil and environmental engineering from Virginia Tech. He says three technologies began to merge around the end of the 20th century. And once you have a car that can sense the environment around it, talk to other cars, and make its own decisions, you enter the next phase of human transportation. He's interested in how it would work in the real world.
For example, what if you now have a self-driving vehicle and you don't have to drive? What's going to prevent you to go to New York for a weekend, every single weekend, just because you like New York or some kind of a reason? And all of a sudden, you're spending much more fuel or much more electricity in the future.
In this scenario, you could text all you want, read, sleep even, everything but pay attention to the white lines on the freeway.
Human, as a being, was never meant to drive. We're not very good in doing monotonous tasks for a very long time. We lose attention, we pay attention to different things, or we get tired and so on, distracted easily, so maybe this was just a transition phase for us as humanity.
Mladenovic is a scientist who often sounds more like a philosopher. In part two of this report, we'll explore ways to deal with this second new advent of the car, which in some ways sounds a lot like the first.
And it can't be stopped. Automobiles.
Automobiles are a useless nuisance.
A remake of The Magnificent Ambersons came out in 2002.
What did you say, Georgie?
I said all automobiles are a nuisance. They're never going to amount to anything more than a nuisance, and they had no business being invented.
We all know how that turned out, and the automobile has never looked back. And as for the spoiled George Amberson Minifer, who didn't want to embrace the future, well, he got his comeuppance. I'm Robbie Harris.
Too slow for us nowadays, because the faster we're carried, the less time we have to spare. In those days, they had time for everything. Time for sleigh rides and balls and assemblies and cotillions and open house on New Year's.